The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hello. What were you doing over there, Robin?
Oh, just, you know, I've always got somebody in crisis that's texting me about something. So.
I gotcha.
And you know, and you get this as a mom, you don't not check your text when you see you have one because it could be your kid. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's from years of being in the restaurant business, too.
Right.
Even before they had cell phones, you always got the calls at night, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not coming in tomorrow because I'm sick.
Yeah. Yeah, or you've just been robbed. We've been broken in again.
Oh, yeah, that was more of yours than
Yeah, that used to happen,
tomorrow.
I don't know, once every 60, 90 days, something like that.
Oh, boy. Robbed the alarm went off at the store.
Yeah, you know, then you got to replace the glass usually.
Oh, my gosh, that's
you
a
know,
nightmare.
I mean, it's a nightmare. It is. And then everybody's afraid, too. You got to deal with the fear factor with the employees after a robbery.
The only time in my life I came close to a nervous breakdown was when I owned a retail store. For a very short window of time.
I totally get it. Yeah. You got to have some real big ovaries.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I guess if you're doing well and you're making money, that can keep the stress in check.
Yeah,
but
you
boy.
Know, yeah, absolutely. What's that expression? Oh, my gosh, I used to say it all the time. It's an old business expression that I'll think of it throughout the show, but it's a good one. It's basically, you know, when you start sales, you know, can fix almost anything.
Yes.
And because it makes you feel good. It's an energy. And we're going to be talking about that energy with you. It's not just the money. It's the energy that you put behind it in your head that you think that money has, right?
You know, I was just seeing, I barter with some other energy practitioners, and this guy was talking to me about this other guy that he used to see. And he said, if you take this product, which was a dopamine booster, he said, take this product and you'll increase your business by 20%.
I believe it.
And I said, because it changes your frequency. Yep. When you're happier, you send off different energy and, you know, you attract more back. So I absolutely.
Well, and you know, from Floating and Adrift, I always kept really good, nice, yummy chocolates or some sort of treat.
Oh, your cookies
to
there.
Give you, my homemade cookies to drop some dopamine.
Yeah. Did you ever notice when I come, your cookie bowl would be empty I'd like pack them and take them.
Oh my gosh. So there was this one guy that used to come in. I wouldn't say his name. I do remember it, but he was so funny, really nice guy. And he was a Club Blue member. And whenever he would make an appointment, we'd take away half of the cookies because he would eat the whole. The whole bowl, and they were expensive because I made them with grass-fed butter.
Yeah, no,
they were completely organic.
I recognize the quality. That's why I always ate a few because I don't eat cookies otherwise.
And and I love feeding people.
Yeah,
you know, I just do, and it makes me think. I was looking at. There's a lot of thoughts going through my head right now. Jeepers, everyone out there, it's raining in Dallas. I don't know in other parts of the country, but please be careful. I went sideways down the freeway this morning. Sideways down the freeway for probably about maybe 15 feet before I got control of my vehicle. And it's because somebody slammed on their brakes, overreacted, lost their mind. And I was far enough away from them, obviously, because I didn't hit them. But you don't do that. You don't get squirrely on the road. You know, keep your eyes on the road and remain calm so you don't have everybody crashing into everybody over stupidity.
What you do affects everybody around you.
Absolutely, it does. And I've got this thing I wanted to let everybody know, the SPCA. I know we're way far out on this, but I always get excited about the fur ball, and I've been a sponsor of it many times because that's their big money maker.
Oh.
And that's what keeps them going in Dallas, really, quite a while throughout the year. The fur ball this year is September 22nd. And President and Mrs. George W. Bush will be there. They are the honorary chair, so they'll be there. But the Furball and the SPCA, it's their 80th year anniversary. Wow. They've been saving animals in Dallas, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. They take them from all over Texas. Yes. They probably take them from other states as well. But and right now is their 2018 spring fun drive. I got this in the mail, so I'm just sharing it with you. And, you know, they just got, I know this from Marie Early, who heard it from Maura Davies, yeah. that they just seized like another 85 animals or something at this property. I don't remember what county it was in Texas, but it was not Dallas County.
Dog fighting or just puppy mill?
I
don't know.
I think it might have been a mix up, a mashup of a little bit of both. I heard there was 12 dogs in the freezer, you know, that were dead. They were waiting to bury. It's just like, oh my goodness. Yeah, so there's so many animals out there that need our help.
You know, the good news is if you look around what's going on, there's so much more awareness. More people are getting rescues than ever before.
Yeah.
There's less breeding. And, you know, even this thing of the circus shutting down, there's this greater awareness of, you know.
We just don't get to do that.
Humanity towards animals.
Why do we think that we can capture a beautiful elephant and use it for entertainment purposes and take them from their moms when they're little and beat the hell out of them and to get them to perform circus tricks for us? It's so Neanderthal. We are above that. I mean, really, I would hope.
Yeah, I think it's a consciousness thing. But even like when you talked about that months ago, it never even occurred to me that there was abuse involved, that was even tolerated, or that those animals weren't actually given a better life. You know, I never thought it was inhumane until it was brought to my attention.
I mean, think about the traveling aspect of it, how they move those animals all around the country. They're never in their natural habitat.
Right.
You know, all kinds of things to consider. And while we're on the subject of animals, I would like everyone to just consider maybe not getting a ham this year. I had nightmares last night, you guys. I'm not kidding you. About all the pigs.
Oh, that story I read on the pig farms in North Carolina. That's just so cruel.
Yeah. And I saw the images and I carried it with me into my dreams. And Dean didn't
help.
So how about this? Dean was biting my eyelashes last night in the middle of the night.
Maybe
like,
they tasted
like
bacon.
I'm like, you know, of course, I didn't get mad at him. I just kind of pushed him away. He kept doing it, though. I'm like, what is up with you?
Not say don't get a ham, but go buy a free range. You know, go buy, if you're going to eat animals, if you're going to eat pork, at least
free range isn't even real. Okay. It's got to be pasture raised.
Free
range is now turned into a bunch of BS, too. Yeah. You know, it's just another way for them to get by.
Go buy it at the farmer's market where they have their own pigs on their own farms and they're small local businesses that treat their animals humanely.
Yeah, and I'm having a cookout at my house and an Easter egg hunt. I'm getting steaks for all my guests, or the ones that want them anyway, from Natural Grocer because it comes from that. What's the name of it? You guys remember the name? Look it up because I really want to know what it is. I keep forgetting. But the animals are grass-fed, grass-finished, and they don't leave the property, as I understand it. Now they have slaughterhouses that come to the pastures, and they're killed humanely.
And are they kosher?
Which, by the way,
they slit their throat? Is that the way they do it?
Okay. I don't know how they do it. I believe they do it kosher, though.
Yeah, that's where you
because the Jews
from.
Know how. The yes. Kosher is
they know
the
what
right
they're
way.
Doing. It lets
they know
the
what
blood
they're doing.
Run out before they take, before the animal dies.
Yes. Yeah. And
there's a reason for that. There's a huge health reason for that. It's messy, and that's why we stopped doing it because
it's
messy.
And it's awful and mean. And so, you know, I'm gonna make a bunch. I'm gonna make my potatoes, my beautiful ranch dill potatoes that I make. I'm not sure what else. Maybe my famous macaroni and cheese that I got the recipe from Dean Faring many, many years ago. And they're going to have steak and stuff. And I'm just going to eat salad and potatoes.
Don't give your address because the listeners are going to show up at your house now.
But I got my grill all spiffed up and
awesome.
Know that it's working. I got to go get my gas.
Go get your gas.
I'm in.
what's the name of did you guys Google it yet? What the name?
I don't know.
Doggone.
They have a lot of products.
I'll find out. No, well, they just switched over to this meat company and that's all they sell because Natural Grocers really does care about animals. And that's one of the reasons that's one of the main places
there.
I shop. Yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
And all their produce is always organic. You never have to look. You never have to worry. So I go in there and I'm like, I don't have to look for my organic produce. Yeah. I know they're doing the best that they can. And that's all we can all do is the best that we can.
I do remember buying some pork at the farmer's market on my rare occasion and asked all those questions. So that would be a place to look if you don't know where to look.
Yeah,
so.
Don't do a ham, a traditional ham, you guys. I'm telling you, if you saw the videos that I saw, it is awful. You want no part of it. If you love animals at all, just walk away from the ham. Walk away from it. Don't look back. All right, everyone. Well, we've got a great show coming up. We've got Jay Foreman. He is originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and a former NFL player. He's got a book that called Iron Wheel. He's a great guy. Can't wait to talk to him. And Robin Perry Braun's going to be talking about studies in remote healing. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H-Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H-Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breast spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non-GMO, all natural made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments: heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio with me and Jay Foreman on the line. He is originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota, a former NFL player who played college football for the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers. Jay is also the son of Minnesota Vikings great and five-time Pro Bowler Chuck Foreman. And Jay went on to play 9 years in the NFL and make 2 postseason appearances as well during his his 9-year NFL career. He has played for the Buffalo Bills. Yes, that's right. I said the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans, the New York Giants, and the San Francisco 49ers. During his time in Houston, he began a charitable foundation known as Foreman Friends, an organization that assisted abused underprivileged children in group homes, and Jay helps take care of them. It's a wonderful organization. In 2013, Jay Foreman founded the Foreman Foundation. It's a 501c nonprofit organization, which also strives to enhance the lives of people living with diabetes. The Foreman Foundation gives both youth and adults an opportunity to access top-notch education and resources to help their fight against diabetes. And in 2017, Jay became a published author, releasing his first book, Iron Will, What One Man Needed to Survive the Blessing and the Curse of the NFL. Love having you on the show, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself? I appreciate the introduction. You know, that's always feels good. But
you know what? Kudos to you for everything that you've done, and it needs to be out there. Love what you've done with your life. So many lessons that you've learned. I'm looking at your book, Iron Will: What One Man Needed to Survive the Blessing and the Curse of the NFL. So I'm going to go get the bad out of the way first. So what's the curse of the NFL? What are the curses?
There's a lot of things that come with it that you don't see on, I guess, on the, you know, Saturday or Sunday shows, or the glorified. You know, you lose a lot of friends, you lose a lot of times a lot of family, and sometimes you lose your way. And it's a hard business to deal with, and it's a short time, but it has long lasting effects. And so, I would never, say I didn't, wasn't blessed or anything like that, but also, I always try to warn people what comes along with it, because you have to be prepared for it. Not all glitz and glamour.
Right.
A lot of times there's a lot of negative that comes with it also.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's that old expression? I just had it in my head and I forgot it, about success. That, it does come with a lot of bad and good. And I think that people judge you differently when they think that you've got all this success, and they treat you differently. And so it can be very difficult to navigate through. So tell us about your transition from the NFL to the real world.
It was, probably one of the hardest things I ever had to do, just because, you go from a structured environment to, you got a lot of free time. And then also, I always tell people like this, money generally doesn't change people. It changes the people around you. And when you're a professional athlete, entertainer, successful businessman, businesswoman, or anybody like that, I'm willing to, bet 99% of the time they say the same thing. And so then you don't necessarily have to deal with a lot of things, because you're so insulated in your own bubble, because you're, the season's over. 2 weeks later, you're starting to work out. Then here comes mini camps and training camps. And once the season starts, it's kind of, you're almost like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Up at 5, home at 8, for 6-7 months. And you're trying to win every game. And every game is like, a big, obviously a really big deal. And so when you're, when you make that transition, you're trying to figure out what you want to do. You have to balance now a full-time, home work life, family life. How much money do you need to make based on your budget? And if you don't have all the things around you, you're a good team around you, as far as mentorship. I always tell people to always have some sort of lawyer on speed dial or on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good home life. All those things you have to deal with and weigh. And if you retire, like I retired at, planned 9 years. I'm 31 years old. A lot of guys only make it until 24, 25, if they're lucky. And so then you have to deal with all these things that essentially fast forward to your, front door.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of, try to go out and try to recreate yourself, because, I never was one that wanted to be identified as being a football player, because I, got a good education, did an internship, but you're never truly ready for it, because, you don't get a lot of work, real life work experience, because, for every Jay Foreman out there, I know there's 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to come take my spot. I wasn't blessed to be, Peyton Manning, to where, he could spend his whole offseason being on, dozens of commercials. I was a grinder, had to make my way in the NFL. And so when it came time for me to, have that second career,
yeah,
it was almost like, as for every step that I was taking, I had other, outside factors and people that you'd like to be, going with you, they'd be going against you. And so, a lot of these guys face it. A lot of them aren't prepared for it. think a lot of the young, in quotations, millennials don't really understand what true work ethic is and what it's like to go through adversity. And so I just felt like, through the book, through my situation, I think I'm probably more the majority of the NFL and how the, way it goes than, say, Deion Sanders or and nothing against Deion or Peyton. But, they didn't have to sit up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and wonder if they're going to get cut ever.
Yeah, right.
That was my career, the first, three training camps I was in.
Well,
so I felt like if I could give everybody a true glimpse into it, hopefully it would help, if I help one athlete, help 100, my job is done.
Yeah. What was it like growing up with a father who was such an incredible hero in the NFL?
Well, it was good. I think, like I said, you get unfair expectations. You get some people that just don't want you to be successful because of who your dad is. And mm-hmm. then, I had to grow up a lot faster, so I wasn't allowed to have, I wasn't able to have a true childhood. But, at the end of the day, it brought me and my dad closer. It made me, I think, look at the world differently. Mm-hmm. And it's something I definitely truly cherish because I got a lot of life lessons. Both I had to learn them the hard way, but then my dad kind of forecasted some things. So I always kind of felt like I had a leg up in that part of my childhood and adolescent life.
Well, and I can't talk about your childhood without bringing up your grandfather, Pappy, who I'm looking at the picture of the two of you. Such a beautiful story, the closeness between you and your grandparents, especially your grandfather.
Yeah, he was my dad was a great player, but he was my hero and still is. He was a guy, he always worked 3 jobs, provided for a family. And back in those times where, they weren't getting a lot of opportunities, he played mm-hmm. Negro Leagues and baseball and made his way, joined the service to provide for his family. And he was just, everybody loves their grandparents. Yes, he spoiled me, but we spent a lot of time together while my dad was playing. And he, I lived in, Washington, D.C. up until I was like 6th grade. So it was something that, truly cherished. And it really inspired me to do some things because I felt like I was robbed of him being able to see me make him proud on the football field, because when I started to actually play in college, he was pretty much, fighting for his life.
Mm.
And so then, therefore, diabetes kind of, took that away from me. So that's how I started the Forman Foundation and
nice.
To get back to lower-income diabetics.
Yeah, it's usually something that you're passionate about that has touched your heart very deeply that you get behind and try to make a difference in the world. I'm looking at about in your book, the chapter 5, Adversity Strikes, and you talk about the 3 main qualities a coach and a teammate look for in a player. And I might add, I think these 3 qualities are something that you just look for in a life partner as well, that can they trust you, do they like you, and do they respect you?
Yeah, I mean, those things are super important. And because you need those things. I mean, look, when you're a coach and player, it is a relationship. And when you think about it,
absolutely.
A lot of times when you go to college and you're in the NFL, you're a father figure to those, whether it's a male or a female. Or, you're a mother figure when you have a male or a female coach. So it is a relationship. I always try to I looked at it like if I could give the young Jay Forman back when, I was a snotty-nosed little kid, the playbook that I'm trying to give these kids, I felt like, my life would be a little bit easier. I wouldn't change anything because I lived a blessed life and continue to do so. But I would like to obviously help some other, people, athletes. It doesn't even matter if they're professional athletes, college athletes, high school athletes, how to make it. And a lot of times it's just something so small that keeps them back from, reaching their goals. And so if I could lay out anything that I ever saw or did in a positive or negative way, I feel like I could help them.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you find to be absolutely necessary when it comes to success in college, professional sports, and even in business?
Well, I mean, first, the whole cliche is that, hard work. But I think you got to make a tremendous – you got to be willing to, make that ultimate sacrifice. You're going to have to be selfless and selfish at the same time. Meaning you're going to have to be selfless, where you're going to have to sacrifice something that you really like to enjoy or is very important to you in order to be successful. But then also you have to be selfish with that mindset that you're doing it for the right purposes. And I think a lot of young kids miss that. They just come in and they just want the grant. They want everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the end result, when actually the process comes in to making it happen. And that's how you everybody wants to be a CEO, but, well, those CEOs, a lot of times, came in and worked at the ground level, worked at the managerial level, worked at the regional level, and then worked their way up, sweat equity, you know, obviously financial equity, and then now they're running the show. And and that's what I always try to tell young kids. Hey, look, it's not where you start, it's where you end, and it's always do everything with a purpose. But the biggest thing is just sacrifice. You know, I always recall when I wanted to start as a, you know, redshirt freshman at Nebraska, I had to stay in the dorms and eat pizza and eat weight gainers or drink weight gainers, excuse me, while my friends got to go out and party. And what that did was allow me to put on the necessary weight to be able to compete at the Division I level. But then also I was able to get, you know, 30 more workouts throughout the whole year. So essentially I got ahead by a month on any competition that I ever had. And so that's the ultimate sacrifice. I didn't get to, you know, go out and party 4 days a week. I only got to go once, but I made, you know, the sacrifice. And with the, not the guarantee, but with knowing that I was going to be able to walk away after, you know, 4 or 5 years in college, that I gave myself every single chance to be the best I could be. And that's all you can ask for.
Well, success comes with a price. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. It absolutely does. But, you know, there's a lot of benefits, too. I think, personally, achieving success of anything, small or big, just makes you feel so good. It makes you just feel like you're living your life on earth, you know? You're living a full life. But I have to ask you, and I'm going to break just a little bit late, two real quick questions. What's the one thing, the biggest lesson that you learned in the NFL experience that every man or woman out there right now should know in order to live the best life that they can?
Always be able to deal with adversity and, you know, embrace adversity and enjoy it, because adversity is just it's more positive than everybody telling you how great you are. Learn to love adversity is one thing I learned during. And definitely appreciate after football.
Yeah. So when a wave comes and hits you, I'm picturing myself putting my arms in the air and jumping into it, right? Letting it hit you, but not knock you over, right?
Right. And take that wave. Actually, I always tell people, run towards it.
There you go.
When you see it coming, run towards it. Run through it.
Okay. One more question. What was it like to work with the Buffalo Bills? Because they're my favorite number one team and have been since I was a little girl.
It was the best thing ever. I was lucky to leave you know, I won 3 championships in college, go there and play with a whole bunch of Hall of Famers. They taught me how to be a pro. I love the city in Buffalo, still do. I go back to a game every year. I love the Bills. You know, of course, they gave me my shot, but at the end of the day, it was a great city, great fans, and a great organization. And we made the playoffs, so we're officially back in business.
Yep.
And hopefully they keep it going this year.
All right. Jay, what a pleasure. What a treat to speak with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for jumping on One Life Radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. We're going to be talking about studies in remote healing. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience.
featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. I keep coughing because I was laughing so hard over the break. These guys were cracking me up when I said NFL and then Goodwill.
Getting back to your country roots.
You know what I think it is, Diamond? I've been listening to so much country western music and singing the Highway 101 songs. I didn't tell you, Robin. So my daughter went through a breakup, and I had to go help her, you know.
Get you had to go to it. Oklahoma for a bit.
I went to Oklahoma, and we, you know, cleaned house. So while we were doing it, I played one of my favorite old bands, Highway 101, like Cry, Cry, Cry.
They sing up a lot of breakup songs, yeah.
And just like laughing. Anyway, so we played all those, and I'd kind of forgotten about that band, you know. Yeah. I used to listen to them in the early 90s, yeah, in my little Miata that I used to drive around town, and oh my gosh, yeah, that's back when there was like cassette tapes, you guys.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I would have a cassette tape in my Miata.
You hoped it didn't get hung up in the player when you pulled it out and
yeah,
broken.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio. Robin Perry Braun is a regular on the show. She is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and an integrated life practitioner. She's an author, a speaker. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com and sign up for our newsletter as well. I saw it yesterday. It looks so good.
It looks good.
Such good information in it, you guys. Seriously. And we're keeping them short and sweet, so it's not like this big, long thing. It's like five like things that will improve your life, like just real nice little things.
Some nice recipes.
Yeah, and some nice recipes and that don't have ham in them. So it's always a pleasure to work with you, Robin. Today we're talking about studies and remote healing. I've always found this fascinating, and I will say this. Anyone that I've ever talked with about this is very well-educated and very, very smart. I'm thinking of one guy in particular who graduated from Duke University. He's a medical doctor, and he used to talk about this all the time, this remote healing. And it's basically a bunch of people pray and try to focus in on one thing and try to empower it with their energy, send positive energy, right?
Yes, it is. You know, it's interesting. I've been a Christian for a very long time, and the circle of Christian realm I'm in is very normal to pray for people and believe they're going to get healed. And I've been both a giver and a recipient of healing. But to be able to explain this in terms of science and quantum physics just really kind of magnifies the validity of it, in my opinion, because if you're outside of that realm that believes in this type of thing, it just can seem so foreign.
Yeah.
And so really my hope is for people to understand that this is something they've done studies in that were very valid, and it is grounded in science. And the accusation against this is that it's pseudoscience, because how do you actually prove this? But if you look at the way the studies were done, they were so carefully crafted in all of the controls that it's pretty hard to negate the results as really being valid with the amount of controls. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's interesting. And of course, I have to address this because when you opened, you said, I've been a Christian for a very long time. Well, I've behaved like a Christian my whole life. Okay. I truly have. I'm not calling myself a goody two shoes, but
right.
I kind of am. I really have never intentionally hurt anyone in my life and have always tried to live my life the
sure.
best that I could. I was raised Catholic. Do I consider myself a Christian? No, because when you say that word, let me start over here. I consider myself of having a Christian heart.
Right.
But I think when you say the word Christian, it turns off a lot of people, and I don't want to do that.
You know? And I think that that's unfortunate. I think that the church, the Christian denominational churches have created that because of religious and, you know, accusatory, judgmental, critical types of mindsets. And so
a lot of people use Christianity as a way to get people to follow them. And a lot
they
of them
do.
Over there, they've been such, some of the, my father, I've told you this before on the air, my dad used to say, if someone has to tell you they're a Christian, hide your wallet.
Okay, and let me just say this, and I'm sorry, but this is just the way it is. Dallas is notorious for having a reputation of people using Christianity when their integrity does not line up with that belief.
Right.
I'm just sorry. I moved here from Florida.
Well, it's an easy target.
This was not true in Florida. This is a Dallas bad reputation. I'm sorry. It's just the reputation. I don't know that I agree with it 100%, but I haven't studied it. But it is the reputation in Dallas.
Well, and the reason I want to clarify it, because I don't think that energy has anything to do with your religious beliefs. I think if you have good intentions and you have a beautiful heart and mind and you want to help other people, that's who we're anyone that fits into that, which is most people, by the way.
Yeah, and that's why I brought that up, because what I wanted to say is this ability to do remote healing does not just lie within the religious context of people who believe or practice this. There really is science behind it that allows it to be something that can be universally done. So
yeah.
That was really why I wanted to set that disclaimer, was because we can have these mindsets that say, well, only Christians can.
Right.
You know,
which
God
is
only
BS.
Heals you. Yeah.
Right. Well, like remote healing. So sending focused intention from a distance to heal someone.
Mm-hmm.
I just got this book yesterday, and I'm already just like, I'm so in love with it. It's called The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that Autumn Warren had read it, but it didn't surprise me. It's one of her top five favorite books, and it's by Michael A. Singer. But I'm just going to read this real quick little thing before we go to break, and then we're going to continue to talk about this. He talks up in chapter 5 describe about infinitive energy, that the consciousness is one of the greatest mysteries in life, that inner energy is another. It's actually a shame how little attention the Western world pays to the laws of inner energy. We study the energy outside and we give great value to the energy resources, but we ignore the energy within. People go about their lives thinking, feeling, and acting without the understanding of what makes these activities take place. The truth is, every moment, every movement of your body, every emotion you have, and every thought that passes through your mind is an expenditure of energy. Just as everything that happens outside in the physical world requires energy, everything that happens inside requires an expenditure of energy. And that's what we're talking about here today.
It is. And my passion across the board every single day is for people to understand how powerful their thoughts are, how powerful their emotions are, how powerful their words are for life or death.
Right.
Every single thought, every single word, has energy.
Has energy.
It's either destroying or giving life inside and outside.
Absolutely.
We are sick because we continually allow negative thoughts and energy to destroy ourselves.
Yep.
And we're completely unaware of it. So yes, that really is my passion, even why I picked this study, because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what I want to talk about.
I can't wait to talk about it. Okay, so we're going to break and we'll be right back with Robin Perry Braun.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, it's Bernadette. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Squatty Potty is proud to help destigmatize the taboo of potty talk. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. Studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Stay tuned throughout the month for offers and initiatives from Squatty Potty as they do their part to help fight against colon cancer. Visit them at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the life that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
I can't sing. I can't even talk right now. We've been laughing so hard, you guys. Oh my gosh, we got an upcoming show with Robin on the the misunderstood Mel
Libido.
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 Oh my gosh. And then, can you say the word dick on the air, Diamond? You can.
Awesome.
Okay. Dicks are dumb. Just say that. That's one of my favorite expressions. I've said it for years.
That's a teaser.
I learned it in New York. Anyway, that's a teaser for the
segment.
That's
a teaser for the segment.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. All right. So
get it together.
I got to get myself together. I can't laugh like that during the breaks, though, because it messes with my voice. It really does. But I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. I already told you earlier, it's getting better and better. Sign up for it at oneliferadio.com. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors like Sun Warrior, who I had my Sun Warrior shake this morning, and then I came in.
Same.
And Aviana had hers too. She got hers at Smoothie King because they carry Sun Warrior raw plant-based protein powder as well, and they have a lot of great
and they
products.
Do add-ins. They add it in. You can have it as an add-in. Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I saw an ad on Facebook this morning about the Nestle company, so they really care about you. Wink, wink. And now they're going into plant-based the plant-based
they're
protein business as well. Yeah. So they're yeah. I actually took photos of it. I'm going to share it with our listeners.
I wonder if it's offshoot of Nestle's and it's not U.S. based. I wonder if it's European based.
I will find out. I will do my homework. But Diamond is waving her hand in there. And her
Sorry,
mic.
This weekend I saw a commercial. Tropicana had a probiotics juice. Have you seen that?
I did not.
And then Coffee Mate now has almond milk creamer. I was shocked.
Yeah, and I think that might be the one that's the one that Nestle's behind. That's the one. But it's really interesting that now they're all jumping on the bandwagon. And I just have to tell you, it's because they're losing sales.
Well,
that's why.
And
they're listening to the.
I said that as Nespresso is owned by Nestle's, and they're a Swiss-based company, but they don't use pesticides on their coffee beans. It's all high quality.
You know what? I think that you might be right, because I remember reading something about that a couple of years ago. They're getting into all the alternative health products.
Because it's working. People are buying it.
Because and they don't want to lose out on the profit.
Right. I wonder what Coca-Cola is going to come up with.
Yeah. What can they do? What are they going to
do? I don't know. But boy, everybody is anti-aspartame. That's coming out all over the place. So they got to be figuring out something.
Yeah. Aspartame is so bad for you. In fact, I saw, and we're cutting into all your time, Robin, but I saw at the end cap at Target a couple of weeks ago. I took a photo of it. I haven't posted it on Facebook yet, but it's like it was a green can and it was for Coke. So they want you to think that they're turning Coke green. Oh, yay. And it's still got aspartame in it, just by the way, in case you turn it over and look at it. But I'll share it at another time. But so great to have you in studio. Got to finish these shout outs to our sponsors, because I do appreciate them helping me pay the bills so that I can bring this to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company. If you haven't tried a CBD oil yet, I highly encourage you to do it. I love it. I take it every morning.
Love their breast spray. Awesome breast spray.
Oh, their breast spray is really awesome. Great. I've got two in my purse right now because it makes you have fresh breath and you get a little bit of CBD oil to go with it. But the H Hemp Company is a fine company. And if you use the coupon code OLR, you get 20% off. And if it tells you anything, how much I believe about, I never do coupon codes. I don't believe in them. I don't think they work, but I want this company to do well. I really do. So that's the H Hemp Company. Paleo Magazine, their newest issue is coming out, and the Wellbeing Journal in 2 weeks. I think Paleo will be out next week, Wellbeing Journal in 2 weeks. And the course, the EarthX, which we will be at, and we're working with them. EarthX is April 22nd at Fair Park. Go to earthx.org to check out all the great stuff that's going to be there. Okay, so Robin, I want to get to this energy thing because I absolutely love this. And Wimmy will talk about it a little more the next time around.
Okay.
Because I really think this is so important.
It is. And I'll just share one of the studies that they did. So they took AIDS patients and they took 40 healers. They were healing practitioners. So these are people who these aren't just random people. These are people who heal for a living or however you want to say it. But they were rabbis and Native American men, bioenergetic psychics and Christians. So they took across the board. They didn't choose a particular type of spiritual or religious belief at all. They were just people who say, we are healers. This is our gifting. They performed, they went over each person that they were given for an hour a day. They really didn't know anything about the person except their name, and they knew they had AIDS. They did each week for 10 weeks. They rotated so that each patient received distant healing from 10 practitioners over a 10-week period. They kept logs and were not paid, and they never met the subjects in person. And there's always a control group. So you have those who are being prayed for, focused on, and then those who aren't. So the results were significant. The research results showed that the subjects who were not prayed for spent 600% more days in the hospital. They contracted 300% as many AIDS-related illnesses. And all the ones who died were not in the group that had been prayed
wow.
for.
Well, you know, there's people right now. I can hear them. They're talking to me. I can feel their energy, seriously. And they're saying, oh, that is not true. But let's simplify this, okay? Have you ever thought about somebody, like really thought about somebody, and then you've been thinking about them, and then they tell you the same thing, and you end up talking, you call one another, you text one another? That's kind of the simple part of what we're talking about
right.
here. It's very real. When you're thinking about someone, you're sending them energy.
Yes, you are.
And they can feel it.
Yeah, they can. And I do this every day. So I know that this is truth. And anybody who really practices quantum physics and energy
right.
work, and this is like, we all accept this because we've seen it over and over again. A couple of the things that needed to be included, that there was a measure of involvement of faith, like that we believe this works. So we're not just focusing on somebody for an hour without an emotion or an attachment or an intention that says, I believe this works. So I'm not just wasting my time because I believe that someone on the other side of the world, if I focus on their well-being and their healing and their whole body is whole for an hour a day, that it's going to make a difference. So there is a measure of having these people who were gifted in their ability to believe. And that was one of the components that, you know, they do that. There's another study that was similar. It was with heart patients. And they used different modalities, which included stress relaxation, guided imagery, healing touch, and prayer. And then there was a control group. And they continually monitored their brainwaves, blood pressure, heart rate, moment by moment. And each group was assigned of healers from all over the world, same type of thing. The patients were prayed for by name, and their focus was on healing and recovery. 30 to 50% of improvements in health in the focused on group, 20 to 35% reduction in adverse outcomes. And of all the different modalities, the guided imagery, stress relaxation, healing touch, and the prayer intention, the prayer intention group had the greatest effect on the other groups. Again, they were all measured against the control. That's where you got those percentages from.
Mm-hmm.
These types of studies have been done repeatedly.
Well, and I'm going to give a shout out to the book, The Intention Experiment, which talks all about this by Lynn McTaggart.
Yes.
It's a great book for understanding it at a deeper level. And but you know what? We all have power. We have power in our minds and our thoughts and our words. And it's you feel better if you use them well.
Yes.
End of story.
Choose positive emotions, positive thoughts when you can. It makes a difference. It really does.
Really does. All right. So I'm sending positive energy out to everyone listening right now. Thank you so much for listening to One Life Radio. We appreciate it. We always enjoy doing the show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and spread some positive energy.